This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We continue with our marriage segment on the program, and today we are looking at myth number 5. But before that, let's do a quick recap of yesterday's discussion. Yesterday we discussed myth number 4, which reads, a good partner assumes that nothing will change in his or her relationship. Now, we explained that as husband and wife, we go through different phases of our marriages, etc., etc., and the marriage takes different turns at different phases of our journey, and we have to adapt accordingly. Today, we are looking at myth number 5, and it reads, a good partner can always read his or her spouse's mind. A good partner can always read his or her spouse's mind. We have to understand that as human beings, we are limited. We cannot see the unseen. So we are not alimul ghaybi wa shahada. That quality only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah knows the future. Allah can read minds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu ya'alamu ma tukhfi sudurukum. Allah knows whatever is concealed in your heart. So Allah is the only being that is able to read your mind, your soul, whatever is going through your heart. Besides Allah, there is no one else. So as husband and wife, we have to understand that we're not mind readers. The reason why I say this is very often you find partners frustrated with each other. But Mulana, I expect him to know. I expect him to know. What is it? You know, I thought you knew. You know, I got frustrated because I thought you knew about it. So we have to learn to communicate our needs emphatically. We have to say it as is. We don't have to beat around the bush. And we don't have to expect our partners to read our minds. So, you know what did Thor do? A man buried a feather and he thought a chicken would grow. That's the meaning of thought. So you come in the house and your wife is not talking to you. She expects you to read her mind. Now, husband asks, what's wrong? And I get a dead silence. Yeah, just like that. What's wrong? Yeah. And he's asking, honey, you want to tell me what's wrong? And she doesn't speak. And after the fight is over, I expect you to read my mind. I expect you to know it. Well, hello, he hasn't received that credentials from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he can read the minds of people. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can read minds. So when you have a need, don't expect your partner to read it from your mind. Express yourself. Honey, I'd like to get this done today. How do you feel about it? That's the way to communicate your needs. Instead of waiting there and thinking that my astute partner will just pick it up and pick up the hint and he will able to read my mind. Some people are good at reading the mind now and then, but nobody can get it 100% accurate. And likewise, the situation can be turned around towards the husband also. The husband expects the wife to understand whatever he's going through and whatever his needs are and whatever is in his mind. That is also being selfish. She cannot read your mind. You have to tell her what's happening. If something is bothering you, you need to tell her. You can't stay quiet and expect her to read your mind or you to read her mind. So we need to understand that we need to get into the habit of communicating our needs. We are not mind readers. We are human beings. We are limited in our understanding. So we need each other to speak when something is bothering us or when we require something from our partners. It's simple as that. But the minute we complicate matters and we expect our partners to understand and read our mind, then we are being just too selfish and we're expecting a bit too much out of the relationship. So be pragmatic in life, be practical, and if there's something on your mind, you speak. If something is bothering you, you speak. If you want something, you speak. Don't expect your partner to read your mind. Like I said, the man, he buried the feather and he thought a chicken would crow. So that's the nature of thoughts. So today's myth is, a good partner can always read his or her spouse's mind. That is a myth. Leave it as a myth. Don't make it part of reality.